All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Suzy Scoop. It is the summer Suzy Scoop, so you know there's tons of fun stuff outdoors and all around. And, you know, when it's this hot, sometimes not so bad to be indoors either, I think. I want to mix things up a little bit today. Usually when we talk here, I do Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and kind of just go that way. I thought today we'd do something a little bit different, just trying it out, see how it works, is to kind of talk more by category or what kind of stuff is going on. So we're going to do it a little bit different. So we'll start it off with music because it is almost Friday, and I am sorry, I've got Fridays after five on the brain because I'm ready to get out there and relax. It's been a great week, but it's been a busy week, and I'm ready to kick back, maybe have a beer, listen to a little music, and I'm excited about Fridays after five this week because not only are we going to have the Hogwaller Ramblers and the Don't Tell Darlings there, but Star Hill is going to be there, and they are bringing out their new fall beer. It's called Boxcar Pumpkin Porter, and so they're kind of having this rollout party is what they're calling it, and 106.1 The Corner is going to be there. Another cool thing that's happening that that evening is that The Corner is going to be there, and they are going to be accepting your old technology pieces. That means your old phones that you don't use anymore, MP3 players, all that kind of stuff. And then they are teaming up with a company to expose of those things in an environmentally friendly way. And I love this because you know we have them. You know you have that old cell phone from 1999 that, you know, is as big as your car now compared to what you have now because you got that new iPhone 4 or whatever, and you don't know what to do with it because you can't just throw it in your normal garbage, although we all probably admit that we have at some point, but this is a great way to just bring it down. You're going down to have a beer, listen to some music, bring that old phone and dump it off, and somebody else can take care of that for you. So that's great, you know, music and fun and environmentally friendly all at the same time. Another really cool thing going on the 28th is, and I've been talking a little bit over the last few weeks about all the things that are going on with the Wintergreen Arts Festival. And this is another one that's coming back to Monticello. This is the Wintergreen Chamber Players, and this is at 7:30 on the 28th. Great way to expose either yourself or even your kids, because they do. This is child friendly, and kids under 10 are free. $25 for adults, $10 for children over 10. Great way to expose your kids to a different kind of music. Very different than what I'm talking about on Friday, but great top quality music. And then this is a little bit further into the week, but because it falls midweek, I wanted to bring it out now. The Charlottesville Municipal Band does this all summer long. They do these free concerts at the Paramount. Great music, so much fun, and it's free. They're at 8 o'clock. This is on August 2nd. And they do six of these concerts. This is the fifth, so there's only two more left. Because I hate to say this out loud, but summer is dwindling down real quickly. Like, before I know it, school's going to be starting. So that's on the second, and I definitely, again, free. How can you beat a free concert? Great music. Really expose yourself, your kids, your friends to all different types of music. So I'm excited about that. So moving on now, another thing. This is kind of what I'm calling our community events category. I don't know. I'm still working with these, so be patient with me on this. But this is something that has been going on for 22 years. That is just really amazing to me that this is the African American Cultural Arts Fair. It's occurring at Washington Park, and it's kind of running through Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Big event on Thursday is actually at Burley Middle School, right over here on Rose Hill Drive, and they are doing A Taste of Ghana, which is introducing you to some West African cuisine. Sounds so yummy. And then you get to preview this documentary called Tracing the Trade. And this sounds just riveting to me. This is a documentary of a filmmaker named Katrina Brown, who discovered that her New England ancestors were the largest slave trading family in the U.S. history. So she and some of her cousins got together, and they retraced what they call the Triangle Trade, and really gained a lot of perspective on kind of the black-white divide. It's really powerful. I haven't seen it, obviously. This is kind of a preview of it. Sounds so powerful and just so neat. And then there'll be ethnic attire and all that kind of stuff going on Thursday. And then the big event revolving around the African American Cultural Festival, which is on, again, on Saturday at Washington Park, is at Washington Park from 10:30 to 7. They will have all kinds of fun stuff. Live entertainment vendors, food that's totally free admission. They have great music, including this, I don't know, you may have heard this, Soul Transit Authority. They've been at Fridays After Five. They've been a lot of different places, but they're kind of the hot new soul and oldies band. So much fun. There will be the Music Ministry of Evergreen, Jamal Corum. He's the story man. He's going to be telling stories all day long. On every hour, there's stuff planned. And then in alongside of that, or with that, is a community health fair, which runs from 10 to 2. And that includes screenings for diabetes, high blood pressure, all kinds of information, Alzheimer's, body mass index, poison prevention, you name it. You can even get, if you call ahead, you can even get a mammogram, sports physicals for youth too at a very great, at a great rate, and, just kind of all kinds of information going on there. So it's such a fun, fun and then also really informational, informative, afternoon going on there. And that, the health fair runs from 10 to 2, but the actual festival runs, pretty much all day, 10:30 to 7. So that's over at Washington Park. And if I remember correctly, I don't have this written down here, but I think Saturday is also the evenings that you can swim for free as a Charlottesville resident at the Washington Park pool. So think about that, all day at Washington Park. That sounds so much fun. Then how we're kind of kicking, since we're talking about culture, let's go to kind of arts and culture and talk about some. There is a great theater, as always, in Charlottesville. And because it's summer, and this is, again, coming down to the wire here, the Heritage Theater Festival. I've been talking about them all probably throughout the last month. And what's going on there right now this weekend is She Loves Me. And this is kind of the musical tale of, they call it Two Bickering Shop Workers. It's basically the play version, in a sense, of You've Got Mail. That's actually where the idea came from, and it actually all came from Shop Around the Corner, which was Jimmy Stewart classic. So it's kind of it's of different forms of this same kind of story. It's kind of a love story, and but it's really funny at the same time. And that's going on at the Culbreth. That runs August 28th through 30th at 7:30, and then August 3rd and 6th at 7:30, and then there's also a matinee, 2:00 on August 6th. And then, again, good summertime. Summertime is a great time to catch some really unique theater in Charlottesville, and that includes the Ashlawn Opera, which takes place at the Paramount Theater. And The King and I is what's happening there right now. There are only five shows, only five performances of The King and I, and that's the 30th, 31st, 4th, 6th, and 7th. There are 7:30 and 2:00 shows in that. And that is, The King and I was really made famous from the when Yul Brynner did it on TV, but it's in live in person. It's funny and fun and just a great show. So that's going on at the Paramount. And then a couple of things I want to mention for the kids. One that actually isn't here in Charlottesville, but I'm a bargain hunter and I like to try to share this kind of stuff with people. And all this entire year, the Children's Museum in Richmond, or they go by Seymour, at their central location, which is closer to downtown, on the 30th of the month, all year long, they are offering 30-cent kids' days. So that's a huge savings to get in. The kids get in for 30 cents. And then in addition to that discounted admission, they have all kinds of special entertainment and fun always on those special days. So that's 30 cents, and it runs all day. So I think it's going to be pretty hot this weekend. It's summer, of course it is. But if you want to get inside and cool off, that's a great, you know, head down to Richmond. There's a million other things to do down there, too. You can kind of make a day of it. And then a couple things that I think are just really special summer fun things that I actually have had some people visiting, things that I've done. I've lived here for 4 years now, and things that I finally did for the first time. And one, I dropped my kids off at camp, and I actually came upon this one by accident because we took a wrong turn. And I knew about this, but I'd never done it before. And next thing you knew, we were right there at the Hatton Ferry. So we decided we would do it. We'd check it out. And I did a little research on this. The Hatton Ferry is now the only pole ferry, hand pole ferry left in the entire country. And a couple years ago, this almost disappeared when there were budget cuts going on, and there almost was no more Hatton Ferry, and that's what happened with the other one. There's just no money for it anymore. So you never know with this, and, you know, I don't want to talk about budget cuts because we all know that's we've been hearing enough about that, about budgets, but you don't know how long this kind of stuff is going to be here, and what a cool thing to have right in our backyard. So they run on Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. It's, you know, just go across the James River, but you put your car on there, and it's just a really unique experience. Unfortunately, I didn't have my kids with me, but my husband and I thought it was pretty cool. So that's out in Scottsville. Follow the signs. Not hard to find. And then another thing that I just did and I hate to admit that I just did this for the first time, but the Albemarle-Charlottesville Historical Society does walking tours all around Charlottesville. And, you know, we are surrounded by history here, but a lot of it we learn about is American history, not about, and I'm not from Charlottesville, so this was a really great experience for me, whether you live are from here or not, to really learn about Charlottesville and Albemarle County and the history behind that. And they do these walking tours. They do it on Thursdays and Saturdays. And then, and this is not right now, this is, but while I was doing some research on this, I forgot they do these ghost tours too. That's in October. I haven't done that yet, but that's coming up in October. So don't miss out on that. And as usual, there's all kinds of, you know, one other thing, the Charlottesville City Market is really, I mean, it's always been a great thing, but they're really, really putting it on this year and doing all kinds of fun exhibits, just special things that are going on. And one of the big things going on this weekend is salsa. And they're going to be doing salsa recipes. The chef from L'Etoile is going to be there. He's going to be teaching you all kinds of different ways that you can do salsa. You'll get to do tasting. They're going to have be giving away some special salsa mixes and all that kind of stuff. And that's one of the things that's going on there. There are so many other things going on. But they've been really talking, doing a lot of classes and things on canning and all of that. And it's been such a great learning experience. So check that out. That's just one of the special things that's going on Saturday. And the market runs all the way through October, and then they come back a little bit in the winter, but they're really working on getting a permanent spot and really making this even bigger and better than it is. So I highly recommend getting out there and supporting these great local people, and you can learn so much. And with all this heat that we've had, one of my favorite places at the market was Pantheon Popsicles. And if you've been on the Susie Said site lately, you've seen me talking about them because I love them. It's 100 degrees. They're fresh. They're local. They're vegan. They're just so good. So they're out there. If you see them, say, "Hey, Susie told me about you," because they'll be happy to hear that. Won't get you anything special, but except for a big smile. So get out there this weekend. It is not as humid as it has been, so I hope everybody gets out and has fun. And as usual, the calendar is hopping full of many, many, many other things. So get on to SusieSaid.com/Charlottesville and check it all out. Have a great weekend.